Joining us on the KRDO Newsline, Mark Waller. He is the chairman of the El Paso County Board of Commissioners. Good morning, Mark. And we know the ever-changing kind of field goal, if you would, as far as coronavirus restrictions. We're a week into one level, and then now the state's enacted a new dial, new set of goals. And how is it going as far as our local county leadership with managing the pandemic and also trying to make sure our economy doesn't take another massive hit?
Well, good morning, and thanks for the opportunity to be here to share this important information with your listeners. Yeah, it has been somewhat frustrating for us, and it does seem like these goalposts are constantly moving. You know, we've had some pretty significant discussions with all of the interested parties over the last couple of weeks. You know, we've met with city leaders, we've met with the health department, met with hospitals in the region to kind of try to figure out what's best for our community moving forward. A couple of weeks ago, the state put us in their orange level and then came out a few days later and said, listen, we're looking for a coalition of the willing to go to the new red level, something newly created, just short of a shutdown. And we kind of fired back on the state and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and also the governor's office and said, listen, we just went to this orange level. Let's try to let this work. Let's figure out if this is going to be successful before we go to this, you know, some sort of next level of restrictions. So we told the state we were, our health department, health director, Susan Whelan, told the state that we were unwilling to go to that red level at this moment in time. And that was, again, based on consultation with city leaders, with the hospitals and all the other interested parties. And so right now, you know, it is the plan for our local community to stay at our current level and not to engage in these further restrictions.
And Mark, now, correct me if I'm hearing this incorrectly, but the sounds like the 15 counties that are going to move to this new red level tomorrow, were that coalition of the willing, is that something that the state asked for voluntary compliance and to voluntarily move to, but yet could still impose those restrictions on counties that they deem fitting, whether or not they voluntarily agree to move on to that next level?
Yes, I think that is exactly correct for now, because, you know, the governor doesn't want to really be responsible solely for making these decisions on his own. It's a very unpopular decision to put people into further restrictions. And so, you know, he's gone out to all of the health departments across the state and said, listen, I'd like you to voluntarily engage in this behavior that creates further restrictions for the citizens of the state of Colorado, and in particular, the citizens of each individual county. Apparently 15 of them were willing to voluntarily do that out of the 64 counties in the state of Colorado. Our county isn't one of the ones that's willing to do that because we, again, had just been put into these orange level restrictions and, you know, trying to consider the economy, consider small business owners, and consider, you know, all of the factors together. We just felt it's not the time to, in our health department, certainly felt it's not the time to engage in these further red level restrictions. But you're right, that doesn't mean that the state can't come back in later and put us into those without our consent.
Well, and Commissioner Waller, you've been telling us really for months now about the what you're hearing from constituents about the severe economic impact and how, you know, solutions that are being made to try and curb this need to be taking those into account.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think you kind of get to the circumstance at what point is the cure more harmful? You know, does it create more harmful side effects than benefits that it provides? And I think that, you know, right now people have fatigue. And we had a pretty significant conversation yesterday about, you know, even if we were to go to this newer level, if the health department was to voluntarily put us into this level, what level of participation are we going to get from the citizens? And the thought kind of is, you know, I don't think I don't think that there are a lot of people out there that are going to say, because they have so much fatigue going on right now, so much stress, so much anxiety. I don't know that a lot of people are just going to say, you know what, I'm not going to have my kid home from college and have him here for Thanksgiving. I just don't think it's realistic to assume that people are just going to willingly comply, even if these restrictions are in some way mandatory.
And we've talked about this a lot, this ongoing feeling of fatigue over these restrictions. What is there to do, if anything, to kind of balance out this ongoing fatigue with trying to get these recent case numbers in line and under control, as El Paso County had over 600 new cases reported yesterday?
Well, I think we need to stop focusing on the number of new cases. And we need to focus on, you know, because I think people are at the point where they're like, well, if I get it, I get it. I'll be okay. Hospitalization deaths are going down. It's not going to be that serious of an issue for me. And for the most part, they're correct. The vast majority of the people that get this don't suffer significantly when they catch it. But here's where we are starting to struggle. And I think what people need to consider and understand and realize, and that is our hospitals are getting to a more critical level. And it's really not the number of beds in the hospitals that become a problem. It's the ability to staff the hospital overall. I think that we are starting to hear from our hospitals that they're getting to that more critical stage where it's going to be harder and harder and harder to be able to successfully take care of patients that are coming in, because the numbers in the hospitals are going up, and they're going up pretty significantly. And so I think that's something that people need to consider and understand and think about as they, plan for their holiday season or plan for the activities that they're going to engage in, in the coming months. I think it's still important to, for people to do the little things that you can do while you're out there. Wear that mask, engage in social distancing, try to limit the numbers of people that are in your gatherings, things of that nature. I think if we continue to try to do those things, I think there is going to be a payoff in the end.
All right. Yeah, this is continuing to be obviously frustrating with this moving target. We know the dial just changed. Who knows? Next thing we know, code purple could be the second to worst, because it does seem, I believe one of the reporters in that press conference said it the best, that this seems like a parent wanting to count to three with their child but not actually making it to three. It's constantly, one, two, two and a half, two and three quarter.
Yeah, that is exactly the analogy I gave to a reporter a couple of days ago, that it seems like that's kind of where we're going. And I think it'd be an incredibly unpopular decision for the governor to shut the state of Colorado down again. And I think he would suffer tremendously politically if he were to engage in that behavior. And I think for that reason, they're trying to be as creative as they can to kind of shut us down without actually saying they're shutting us down.
Yeah, this is definitely an interesting trend to follow, but Commissioner Mark Waller, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. I'm sure this isn't the last conversation like this that we will have discussing the continued battle over regulations to help stamp down the pandemic.